A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Chaf Gimel, Nedarim 23b, pagination is 46, dealing with the topic of Hataras Nedarim, that if a person makes a vow, it is possible to undo it if certain parameters are met. So that, in other words, if a person makes a vow, a personal thing, not to somebody else, but a personal thing, that he won't eat bread, for whatever reason, he owes this will be spiritually nurturing or something. He was angry, it would be binding. So there's a concept afterwards of Hataras Nedarim that it's possible to undo the vow. We have, as part of the Jewish cycle, the calendar, the cycle of the year, we have something called Hataras Nedarim, which is done universally on Erev Rosh Hashanah. I say universally, in other words, even if you don't have a specific vow that you need annulled, the custom is that you do annulment on Erev Rosh Hashanah, the day before Rosh Hashanah. The text, as it's printed in the Machzor, towards the beginning of the Rosh Hashanah Machzor, is, Ve'ein ani to'echas v'shalom. I am not regretting, heaven forbid, Alkiyam amais matov v'moem she'asisi, on the good deeds that I have done as a result of the vow or the practice that may have become binding because I've repeated it so many times. But I regret the fact that it might be a binding vow, and now if I violate it, I will be with serious consequences. And therefore I ask Hatara regarding all of these vows, if these good deeds have developed into vows or they were stated as such. Ani mischaret, I regret. And that's the basic structure of this universal type of Hataras Nedarim. Our Gemara introduces another concept which could preemptively avoid the binding nature of vows. On the third line, the Gemara says, Harotzeh shelo yiskaimu nedarav kol hashana, a person who wants that his vows should not be binding for the entire year. Yamad b'Rosh Hashanah, let him stand up Rosh Hashanah time, v'yomar, and let him say, Kol neder shani osed lidor yehei batel. Any vow which I make shall be null and void. It should not be binding. I'm making a preemptive declaration that vows should not be binding. Again, this is not talking about a vow that you make affirming the truth to somebody else. It's talking about spiritual growth vows like nazir, not to drink wine, something personal. And he could make this statement preemptively voiding the vows. Says the Gemara, Uvelvad sheyehei zachor b'sha'as ha-neder, provided that he remembers at the time of the neder that he made such a declaration, asks the Gemara, that doesn't follow. Is zachor, if he remembers that he made such a declaration, so why is he verbalizing a vow if he knows it won't be binding? The answer is akre litna a. He is undoing the condition that he made, and he wants it to be a vow. V'kayim le l'nidre, and the vow will be binding. Amar Abaye, and therefore Abaye explained, Tani, the correct text over here is, Ovavad shelo yehei zacho b'shas haneder, provided that he does not remember at the time that he makes the vow that he made such a declaration. And therefore this declaration came first, and his new stated vow would not be binding. We recognize that if he did remember that he made such a declaration, and he made the vow anyway, he was making the vow to undo the declaration. But if he did not remember the declaration at the time of the vow, the declaration would hold sway, and the vow would not be binding. this moda'a, this declaration, which the Gemara is describing, which we understand could work, provided that at the time of the neder, he didn't remember the declaration and was not overriding the declaration. This declaration is incorporated in our text of Hataras Nedarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and according to some, it is also in the text of Kol Nidre, recited as Yom Kippur begins. The statement in Hataras Nedarim goes as follows. I'm reading from the art scroll Machzor. Hare ani moser moda'a lifneichem. The person concludes Hataras Nedarim by stating, I'm making the following declaration. Ani mevatel mikanu lahaba. I am hereby nullifying, going forward, kol hanedarim, all vows. She'akabel alai ba'atzmi, that I might accept upon my personal self. And therefore, im eshkach l'tnai modah hazos, if at the time of the vow I forget this declaration, ve'edor, and I make a vow, me'ata ani mischoret aleihem, I am able to already regret it from now, and this declaration will make it that that vow that was recited without remembering this condition, that vow will not take effect. Likewise, we find in Kol Nidre, again, reading from the art scroll Machzor, Kol Nidre, all vows, we're looking to be icharat novahon, to regret them, kulon yahon sharon, and it should be permitted once again. We find the text, miyom kippurim she'avar ad yom kippurim zeh, from the past Yom Kippur until now, that would be an effort to try to do Hataras Nedarim on vows that already exist. Yom Kippurim zeh ad Yom Kippurim haba aleinu letova. And from this Yom Kippur until the following Yom Kippur, that's an attempt, that's an effort to make this declaration in advance of any vows so that they will not take effect. Now, on the topic of Kol Nidre, it's worth mentioning that it's an extremely haunting melody, and it is known among all walks of Jews as a revered prayer service. The question is why? It technically sounds just like a technical annulment of vows. What does it represent? So the tune chosen is a tune that we have as a tradition was used in the Beis HaMikdash by the Levium for part of the service. It's a tune that has been handed down for generations. That's why it is universally used. It was accepted as an authoritative tune. And the reason that Kol Nidre is so revered is, number one, because we recognize that vows are very serious business. It's one thing if Hashem made something prohibited in the Torah, and I'm doing my best to live up to that requirement. But if you go ahead and make your own prohibitions, that's a whole different game. Then you can't argue, I'm trying my best. What did you make the thing prohibited for? That's number one. And number two, the proper use of Nedarim, if it was used, was because a person felt so compelled for purposes of spiritual growth to use a neder, a vow, a formal declaration of what they would or would not do. A person might make a neder that he's going to learn a certain number of hours of Torah each day. A person might make a vow that he will not drink wine because he knows what it does to him. And then he might have failed. And now he's coming to annul those vows, as we said in the wording of Hataras Nedarim, not because I regret whatever good came out of it, but because I don't want to be punished for my shortcomings. And Kol Nidre represents the Jew striving for greatness, even if he fails, but he keeps trying. And the byproduct of that trying might, unfortunately, have been a vow that needs to be annulled in order that we could move forward properly. I conclude with the words of the Rama in Yeridaya Siman Reish Yud Aleph, where the Rama writes, Hoda Amrinan Kol Nidre Bilel Yom Kippurim, this that we recite Kol Nidre on the night of Yom Kippur, Ki Ilu Hisnu Behedya, it's like the declaration described in our Gemara, O Mikom Mokom Lo Samchinan Al Zeh Lahater Belo She'ela Lechacham. But the custom is that we do not rely on this statement if we have an actual question of a vow, and we require that it be posed as a she'ela to a chacham to do ataras nedarim, ki im litzorech gadol, unless there's a great need, and this does create some level of backup. The Mishneh Berurah in Siman Tafresh Yud Tes writes, HaKol Yomru Im HaShliach Tzibur Balachash. The congregation should recite Kol Nidre together with the Shliach Tzibur softly, similar to the way we recite Shmona Esrei, acceptable as far as halacha audible means, but not loud. And the reason the people should say it is because the Ein Tanai HaShliach Tzibur Moel LaTzibur. Because the condition that the chazan makes doesn't work for the individual. The individual would have to make this declaration, and that is one of the many functions that Kol Nidre serves. It's this moda'ah, this declaration, similar to the one that we saw is recited after Hataras Nedarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Yasher Koach. Thank you for joining.